We've had our very own Cuban Missile Crisis here at Whack My Bush, but we're not out of the woods yet. To escape off the island of Cuba, the gang have converted a 56 Chevy truck into a boat. The only thing we know for sure is it floats. Oh, and they've also got a nuclear missile strapped to the back. And just to make it a true recipe for disaster, they've got George W. as master and commander.
Well, that's it. We've run out of petrol.
So we're completely screwed. Can this get any worse?
Yep. I've just finished the last of the food rations.
Well, that's just typical. No petrol, no food, no water, no hope.
There's always hope, Tony. We're not finished yet. Even in the darkest hour, we must never be hopeless.
Aye, that's George's job.
Hey, guys! I don't want to alarm you or anything.
Well, shut up, then.
No, guys, seriously. I think we're taking on water.
You mean we're sinking?
Yep, that's what Bingo and Bongo reckon.
Can they fix it?
The answer's no, but they've got a plan.
What plan?
They're abandoning ship.
Goddamn Navy SEALs. Those little bastards have deserted us.
Oh, bugger. There goes me backup ration plan. SEAL kebabs.
Well, there's only one thing for it if we sink. We'll have to swim for it.
Hey, guys!
George, this better not be more bad news. George? Well, answer me!
But it's bad news. Unless you like sharks, of course.
Sharks!
My bushy will whack.
Come on, keep bailing.
Yeah, come on, Feddy, you're slapping.
Bollocks, this. I'd rather be torn to pieces than have a heart attack.
Yes, go on, just give up, Chopster. We ask you to make one little sacrifice and break sweat, and all you do is... Hang on a minute. Sacrifice. That's it! I've got it!
Got what, Tony?
Let's throw Fatso to the sharks. He'd feel a school of famished sharks for a month.
You what? Look, I was joking.
No, look. Fuck it, it's feeding time. See how you like being gorged on, Blobster?
What the hell was that?
Hey, guys, there's a really big fish swimming next to us.
That ain't a fish, dummy. It's a whale.
A white whale.
Now, I don't want to alarm anyone.
It's too late. I think the alarm's gone off in my pants already.
But this whale has got that look in its eye. It's a look I know only too well.
You mean the aggressive look of a steroids user?
No, the other look. The I'm horny and haven't had it since spring break look.
He seems very interested in our missile.
That's because he is a she. And I think Mama wants some sugar.
How do you know?
Because I've had that look 1,000 times before.
Oh, shit! If we weren't already fucked, we're about to be well and truly rotted by Moby wanting dick.
I think she's making her move.
Hold on tight! If she's as desperate as I am, this could get messy.
God, look at her go for it. Mother, my nanny, Frau Pumpernickel. Candy, what's the big fish doing to my nuclear missile?
Oh, sweet Jesus, cover your eyes, George.
But what's she doing?
Well, I never thought I'd live to see a whale trying to fillet a nuclear missile.
Ow! I'm being turned down by hat wear action.
Oh my God! One of them's about to blow!
Oh fuck! She's turned the missile on! Literally!
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Yeah, that whale could teach me a thing or two.
Unbelievable. Like triggering the missile, it was like being on a jet ski.
But why hasn't that missile exploded? Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Duh! We removed all the warheads from this model back in the 80s. God, anyone who's hacked into the CIA knows that. Do you mean we put our lives and Arnie's butt on the line to rescue a dud fucking nuke from Castro's Cuba?
I think we should kill him now and then resort to cannibalism to hide the evidence.
Hey, Castro tricked me. And although it happens a lot, I don't like being tricked. It was a matter of personal pride that we brought the dud back.
Put your hands up and surrender. You are surrounded.
Great. I'm saved.
Wag my bush. Come on.
So, senor, do you really expect us to believe you're the President of the United States, not some desperado illegal immigrant?
But I am the President. I'm as American as you.
Oh, really? Well, then, you'll know the answer to this simple question. Who delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Okay. Sounds like a postman. Keith Costner? No. Okay. Kevin Constanza?
He'll never get it. Well, who'd have thought they'd removed all the warheads in the 80s? I bet the Russians are pissed. Anyway, I'm sure George will get out of this one. He usually does. And we'll join them next time on...
Whack My Bush.